friend of mine was coaching at East Jefferson High School, and he called me up and says, we've got a kid here that hasn't played any football before. And he said he's played in a band, and he talked his mom into coming out his senior year, and he says he's pretty reckless with his body. He's got fairly good speed. You want to come take a look at him? I said, yeah, I'll look at him. So we ended up bringing him down to Nicholls State.
I remember tugging on my sister and saying, he's going to make it big. He can make it into the, you know, into the NFL. And she said, you really think so? I said, oh, absolutely. Guy that was that big, could run that fast, there was a place for him in the NFL.
When Gary went into the NFL, I was never surprised at any of his achievements or success. When the pro scouts would come through his senior year, they just couldn't believe how good he was.
Gary was one of the first Chiefs players that I really got to know well. He was with the team in the early 80s when I was a ball boy at training camp.
It was early on that I actually became one of the senior players on defense just because of the fact that there was a new regime that came in, and a lot of the former Super Bowl players were no longer on the team. In short order, I became one of the veterans, the older veterans on the defense, even though I was in my, you know, mid-20s.
Gary Barbaro was one of the leaders, not only with his performance on the field, but he was a guy that everyone in the locker room looked toward for setting the examples off the field as well.
He kept that defense together. But more than that, I mean, we had a really good relationship with one another. Guys spent time around each other. We would go out to dinner together. We just kind of hang out together. But within that secondary and then within the team, Gary, I think, was considered one of the leaders of our team. Every guy on the team had a great deal of respect for him.
He had 10 interceptions in one season. He is the fourth all-time leader in interceptions in the club's history, which just shows you what a great player he was.
He was a fierce competitor.
They just don't have many like that anymore. Guys like Gary now are playing linebacker.
He had a high football IQ and a lot of natural instincts.
Smart and tough. Just two words.
He was physically tough. He was mentally tough.
If you were coming on his side or across the middle, Gary, look for Gary Barbaro because he was going to stick you.
He was where he had to be all the time. And when he got there, the opponents knew he was there.
Tommy Kramer drops straight back, looking the end zone. He throws the right side. It's batted away, incomplete. Barbaro and Whitney Paul were there to knock it away.
He could read and anticipate the throw and had the ability to break at the right spot.
Back then, Seattle had a fantastic running fake game.
To the interception he made, I mean, I saw it live.
It was actually a dive play. Jim Zorn didn't throw it up quite high enough, and I was able to step up and take it, and the next thing I know, I'm running down the field, people chasing me.
Gary intercepts a pass in the end zone. I think it returned it 106 yards for a touchdown. And Howard Cosell, I'll never forget, and the youngster from Nicholls State.
It was like the goal line was backing away from him. And it was cool that it was on the cold side. And, you know, when you get to the end, you know, the adrenaline, and obviously, you know, you're excited about it, and you know, you score a touchdown, it's a big thing. And then you don't realize that when you finally stop, I mean, my lungs were just burning from that cold air. And then I had to go back and play defense because now we scored and they kicked the extra point. Now we're ready to go back on the field again.
It has been said that one of the more prolific defensive backfields in the history of the organization was when Daron Cherry and Albert Lewis and Lloyd Burris and Kevin Ross were here. And I don't dispute that at all because I played with those guys. But those guys, I would think, would say to a man that they were the players they were because they were mentored by Gary Barbaro and Gary Green. And then Gary Green and Gary Barbaro would say they were mentored by Emmett Thomas.
And these were all pro players. And they kind of took us under their wing. They taught us what it meant to be a defensive back for this organization. There was a legacy here that you knew from day one that if you made this team, you were part of that.
It seemed as though Gary took Daron under his wing. And when Gary left, it just seemed to get turned over to Daron. And then he picked it up from there and went on from there. So that level of leadership in that position continued on.
We had a legacy of good defensive backs, some great defensive backs, Johnny Robinson, Emmett Thomas. I was fortunate to play with Emmett at the end of his career, and he gave us a lot of insight and, you know, told us what to expect and, you know, how to approach the game. We just, for some reason, it seemed like we always had some good secondaries. Gary Green, outstanding cornerback. I don't think got the recognition that he deserved, was an outstanding cornerback during my tenure there. So a lot of the success that I had was directly attributed to those guys that I was playing around.